through turning to the Creator. So man's inclination overcomes him each day, and were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. So, first of all, the fact that the evil is always greater each time, that's the problem. The second problem is that he cannot directly, with his own strength, fight against the evil that keeps growing, but rather he has to turn to the Creator. He doesn't see him, and you can turn to the Creator, therefore only through the group. So you need to increase the importance of the friends each time of the group and to integrate with them, meaning there are several such stops along the way which don't exist in us in a natural way as it is when we approach something directly. But every time we have to recalculate, recalibrate, to grow stronger above the intellect, above the emotion. And so, as he says, only when a person, he says that a person commits to strengthening himself each time anew, and not to retreat from this war, or cause oneself despair under any circumstance. Shout to the Creator, to pray to the Creator. What is the common prayer? How to feel that common cry? Love. If you want all of your efforts to be directed towards the Creator, then towards Him it's impossible without a common cry. That's the difference between religion and the wisdom of Kabbalah. In religion, everyone can shout, and it helps the person psychologically. No more. Obviously, it's all one big lie, but it helps the common people. However, one who truly strives to get in contact with the Creator, true contact, he must understand that it's only through the proper system, the proper vessel, kli, or instrument, and that is love of others, through the structure of Adam HaRishon. So here we need to pay attention and see if we are incorporated or not, and each time we're thrown further away from the ten, we disrespect it more, belittle it, we feel ourselves to be weak, powerless, and not even interested in this whole thing. And this happens every day. And what happened yesterday I could connect with them and to ask and to be for a few minutes connected to them and the Creator, to somehow connect those three together, me, the group, and the Creator. Today doesn't seem realistic to me, and what are you talking about? For what? Why? I get this rejection, complete rejection. And here I need to notice, I need to pay attention to the fact that if I really want to reach the Creator, the purpose of Creator, of creation rather, to hold on to the truth, then truth exists above our nature, in faith above reason, the power of bestowal which is above the power of perception. And this can be only through such exercises where each time we have the burning of the heart. The burdening of the heart, it manifests by a rejection I feel towards the connection in the ten.
I'm rejected from the structure of the ten sefirot, the partsuf, the soul. First of all, if I'm in such a process where I'm constantly being pushed back in order for me to take a step forward towards connection more and more, a more important step, more difficult step.
שיש לי קושי יותר גדול להתחבר לחברה,
And if every day I don't feel I have this power to come closer to the society, then it means I'm not coming closer to the goal. The rationale of the Torah is opposite to that of the landlords, it's called. It's difficult for a person to go in that direction against his mind, against his rationale. How can it be that I'm advancing? And every day it's more difficult to me. I'm more repulsed. I get punishments, bigger punishments and torments every day. Is that advancement? But it's truly so. And therefore, the reason of the Torah, advancing through the reforming light, that's opposite to the reason of the landlord. Who's the landlord? One who goes and acquires and understands and learns and feels and is confident every day. The process is...
good, suitable to receive.
What does it mean to develop, to hold on to Israel, Oraita, Kutcha, Brichu, together in the Ten? Israel, the Torah, and the Creator, that is. How to work exactly?
One point where all of us, as one body of Adam Rishon, are connected with our will to receive, that grows to be a great, big, egoistic desire, one multifaceted desire, and we are all in restriction over it. We jump at it from our connected points in the heart. We jump at it. We grab it. We pin it down, not letting it come out. Our points in the heart spread across the will to receive and keep it in place. And above that, we want to be connected with the Creator, with our coarseness against it, with our points in the heart, which become a force of resistance to the will to receive, the masach, the screen. And then if the two are connected, we begin to discover the Creator, the force that created both of them, the will to receive and the screen. And we want to connect the will to receive and the screen to the one source and to one goal, the future goal. Then we are truly directed at the Creator and we come to revelation. Israel, Oraita, light, is that correct structure with a coarseness and a restriction and a screen? And Kodesh Baruch Hu, the upper light that is revealed. Everything in one place is... arranged, and that's how we attain it.
If a friend finds it difficult to go into that depiction, how can I help him?
Everyone should help one another.
How? It's some inner feeling.
Right now, you're sitting in the tents. Go ahead. We should arrange this state, talk about it, make this picture as clear as possible. Of course, when the new will to receive will come, and certainly it will happen in a moment, you'll have to build again that form. Israel, Oraita, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chadu. And again and again, and from that we construct our path.
So I have to ask, if I see that I'm being thrown off, do I need to ask the Ten to help me to reconnect to that state?
Even if you won't be able to, you will feel it. You will feel this tendency, these efforts alive in the society. You'll feel how they're working. It will work on you.
Now, if in the 10 I feel that some friend is possibly drifting away, is it worthwhile to invite him and to hold that discussion, what you told us to do it then? Or how to bring him into that embrace?
Yeah, bring it into discussion. As active as possible.
So if we have a situation in my 10, right now in my 10, let's say Gil has doubts on the path and everything, so all the friends have to call Gil and to hold a workshop and to start to warm things up.
You should do a workshop every time you have an opportunity for it, at least once a day. 5-10 minutes. But not superficial. It should be really practical along the way of Israel.
And
they should be as new in your eyes when you feel there's a new state, a new desire, a new attitude, weaker, worse, more confused in the heart and the brain. When you have a change, then you scrutinize things a little bit, and the important thing is how to connect above it. The accents are the same. 0-1, 0-1. That's it.
So every such meeting, the 10 holds, there needs to be a very clear image of the separation between us, and then
scrutinize the separation, because you came now to a state where we have to connect. So scrutinize the separation. Don't start to integrate in it too much. Just scrutinize it, and the important thing is how. How not to despair. How to have the strength when coming to such despair. Because before that, typically we fall. We have no desire, no hope. We have nothing. We enter, you know, different nonsense games in this life. You run away, if not completely. How do we come to the correct despairs that keep us not in advancing towards the work, but even when we fall, we go down, it's done in understanding the correct state, that this descent is for the sake of ascending, and we have to crystallize ourselves even more against the disturbances that each one feels in the descent. How do we then build a group in those difficult states where we reveal rejection and helplessness, hopelessness, and in general we see nothing ahead? How then can we build the Arvut, mutual guarantee? Because it was given for that. Precisely, in the good state, I don't need the Arvut. I'm in the light. The light is sustaining me. It's connecting everyone. How do we build such a state? As he writes, there's no happier state in a man's life except when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but he found no remedy. Why is that state the happiest? Because then he is fit for a wholehearted prayer. Typically, we don't come to prayer. We fall, we let go, and there's no prayer. Strong, common prayer, demand, a vicious demand. How do we come to that? Only from such a point can we take a spiritual step forward. Please. We get organized in order to come to... Let me tell you, we simply need to watch out, look out for each and every friend, without getting into a person, picking into what he's thinking about, what's happening in him, what's going on with him. Rather, we have to strengthen each and every one, and this atmosphere that we build together, all of us, not on each and every one specifically, but over the entire 10, and that's what should help. Avut is a field that we arrange in those vessels, 10 vessels, 10 friends. We have to produce this field when no one has anything, but specifically because of that we are strong, because from that nothing that we have, we want to get this common power. That common power, no one can give us this power, including the Creator. Only we ourselves. That's why we need to produce, to arrange this power of holding one another. And to ask for that, to demand that, for the upper light, that works, that shines to everyone, will give us the strength in order to build this support force that will work in the group. This supporting force is called Yavut. That by that, we guarantee to the whole group and to each one that we're not escaping the campaign. We're constantly in mutual connection, and each one places the future, places his future on this connection, because later we build the structure of the 10 sefirot, Parzuf, Neshama, soul over it. So we have nothing more important than in that empty state when we have nothing. It was given to us specifically so it would start from us, from below. Start building this connection, this confidence, this support. And it's all ours. All ours, because according to our efforts, the upper light will come and clothe in our efforts. And then we'll have the force of our vut that connects between us and the 10. And then it will be a 10. And this way we begin to be.
Could you say that if a friend is
drifting away, then the principal effort has to be taking care of the common field?
Care about the common field, not specifically about any individual friend. Only the common field. It will help. It should be such that no one can escape.
And there has to be an effort directed towards the friend himself, regardless?
No. It could be as a sign. We have to care about this force of our vote daily. Not that someone didn't come or show the sign of weakness, no, but daily we have to ensure that we feel the connection between us with the feeling of our vote, of connection, of a necessity for it. As that field that we're preparing for the Creator. The Creator later clothes in this force, the Arvut is between us. Then on top of that, we're building the mutual force of bestowal. Accordingly, the upper light comes and clothes according to equivalence of form. And then we begin to discover the Creator. It's a layer after layer. One brick at a time.
Everyone builds together.
So what does it mean to build a common field?
Building that common field means to accept what the Kabbalists tell us, that being that we depend on each other.
How can we build it, measure it?
You strengthen the connection in the environment, with the environment. Other than that, we have... Questions? Yes.
From what should a person advance from self-criticizing, why don't I have the intention to bestow, or asking how do I attain the reforming light?
Neither. It's through strengthening the group every moment, every day. To be concerned about that, always. That's my first concern. Before the Creator, before everything else, to strengthen the Ten.
And despair is from what?
Why despair? Why does he need to be despaired? What kind of goal is that?
No, it was an expectation to have a prayer at the end of the efforts.
It'll come. I don't know about that. I know what I need to do. I need to strengthen my Ten. Because the Creator says, take this, he put my hand on the good destiny, the good fate, and I need to strengthen the friends in that, and to be as one man in one heart. Full stop. That's it. Everything stems from this, from that point we advance.
Throughout the actions you described, what should he criticize?
Only his participation in the Ten, the extent to which he holds them in his hands. Otherwise, you think you're still in action, right? Doing.
And when there's such a thing that comes from the group, on behalf of the group, let's say the action of dissemination or something like that, and you see that even in that there's a problem.
A group action, that's a very difficult problem. If it doesn't happen, the group won't advance. If we don't work, if we decide on some group action, for example, all of you 500 people here do something and a person doesn't want to participate, then he has a problem. And the group has a problem and the person has a problem, and it's we don't see, we're not being allowed to see the extent to which this prevents our advancement. Prevents us from advancing. If there is a decision, then whether I want to or not, I can see this as an opportunity to surrender, to bend. Right? And if I don't do it, and the group compels me, and regardless, I run away, then I'm not there. I don't exist. I'm not there with them anymore in that advancement. Let's say you've all decided on some big group action, and from 500 people, 20 people arrived. So those 20 continue on the path. It's a very simple calculation. It's either together or not together. And then those who are left, they can be successful or confused, it doesn't matter what. They won't advance. They won't advance. They disrespected, belittled the decision of the group in general, or the decision of the guide, the teacher. And then it doesn't matter what justification each one fabricates for himself.
And those 20 or so that won't be there, how can they... what can they do to try to pull people in, to bring closer?
They should come again and again to the whole group and to talk. They should approach the head of the group so that he talks to everyone. We need to do such things, but ultimately, only they will advance. And the others will advance, but through the path of torment, unneeded torment.
Help myself in that state, as you described.
You need to prepare yourself ahead of time. You want to end this cycle where you don't get up. ahead of time, you need to prepare the group, ready them to influence you with the importance before you go to sleep, before other things you do.
Can the 10 obligate the friend to do such an action? How does it obligate? How is it correct to obligate a friend?
If he isn't a 10, he must do what they tell him to do. And if not, it doesn't mean that he is in the 10.
Yes, no strength, as it described in the question. What should be the 10's attitude towards that person? He wants to come, he doesn't have the strength.
He is compelled. And if not, then he is not in the 10. I repeat again, you're not listening. He's not in the 10. They erase him from the 10. He's not there. What to do with the person who we registered him? But we registered him, but that's it. He remains there in our registration for a year. Where is he? Not there. Doesn't exist. So what do you want us to do? You want to just solve your conscience? You're not there? No, it's better to know that you're not there. Perhaps that'll motivate you to do something actively.
We are scared of such actions.
You're afraid of seeing the evil, even though it's the truth. You're afraid of the evil. You're not afraid of the lie. A sweet lie can remain. The bitter truth, no.
Make it more precise, accurate. How can a person explain to himself, prove to himself that I'm responsible for them? If I'm not working, I'm harming them and the Creator. In short, that I'm responsible.
Each and every one of us is responsible for the whole Kli of Adam Rishon, because that is the rule in the complete work, in the complete vessel, in spirituality, that even if a single minute detail, one small desire isn't corrected, the whole Kli, the whole vessel is not corrected. It's called there's nothing partial in spirituality. Right? And so we need to be very aware of this. Italy, number two.
Buonasera, Rav.
Buonasera, Rav.
Da quello che hai appena detto sulla decina, è che la necessità è quella di aumentare la brama verso il creatore, verso lo scopo, e che la scelta è sempre una scelta personale. Allora io mi chiedo come posso nella decina stimolare, aumentare la brama verso il creatore, verso lo scopo, se ho capito bene.
From what I understand, we have to constantly grow the greatness, exaltedness of the Creator, of the Ten. How can I constantly increase in the Ten this action where we constantly extol the Creator?
The Creator is the result of our work. If we are connected, if we treat each other well, then we establish Him. You have created me. You made me. Right? If we don't have such relationships between us in the Ten, then there's no Creator. Not towards us, and not at all. And then we exist in the world. We are maintained by even higher power that doesn't relate to us at all. We are our Creator, our spiritual manager. We form Him through the connection between us. And if we don't do that, then we are handled by a higher system which doesn't relate to us in a very accurate, specific way in order to bring us to correction.